Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist I've ever gone to, the only dentist I've gone to since 1993. Give them a call, make an appointment. They want to help you live a better life through improved dental health. 317-849-2933. Covered head to toe in PPO. You're going to be fine. Let's talk about the Indiana Pacers. Victor Oladipo and Nate McMillan spoke to the media yesterday. Points of interest. Victor Oladipo still on the fence as to whether he is going to play in Orlando or not. The team expects him to travel to Orlando and work out with the team. And then a decision is going to be made as to whether this is in his best long-term interest. That's what this is. It's about long-term. The ramp up from the regular season, those eight games, into the postseason might be too quick for Victor to feel real good about his long-term health. That surgically repaired quad tendon that ruptured, you know what? He's got a lot to consider. We've talked about this before. You and me, we're morons with money, right? We're stooges. Although Victor Oladipo at the end of this contract will have made about $100 million over the course of his NBA career, which is more than Michael Jordan made during his entire NBA career as a player, his player contracts. But Victor Oladipo is going to have at least another $100 million on the line. If he's healthy, he's going to get that money at the end of next season as he becomes a free agent or the Pacers sign him to an extension. If he's not healthy, his market value is reduced significantly. That's a business decision that a smart person makes. Me, I signed a contract, I show up, I play, I compete, because I'm not there for the money, I'm there to compete. That makes me a financial idiot. Does it make me a better teammate? That's for teammates to decide. Nate McMillan said that the team is not in good shape. They've got to get in better physical shape to be able to compete. They've got just under a month. They start play on August 1st against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Brickyard Weekend, here we go. No fans. And so the place, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, is going to be empty for the Grand Prix, for the Pennzoil 150, and then for the Brickyard 400. And that's a shame because some people really like this event. Now, we remember what NASCAR did back in the day. NASCAR with the tires, it was a complete train wreck. They had mandatory red flags every 10 or 11 laps. It was a terrible day of racing, and it turned people off from the event. Maybe this kind of reboots a little bit of interest, and we watch on TV, as we always would anyway, and maybe we wind up going out there next year and being a part of this weekend, especially now that IndyCar is a significant part of it. I hope so. Kansas basketball. My God, they ever going to bring down a consequence on these ne'er-do-wells, you know, on these rogues? They're set to go through, and I want to read this correctly because it's impossible to remember otherwise, the Independent Accountability Resolution Process. That is such a haughty name. How about the Consequence Squad? Why don't we call it that? They're going to go before the Consequence Squad. That I like. The Independent Accountability Resolution Process is so academic. Like only presidents of universities could ever come up with a name that's stupendously haughty. You know, well, it sounds serious. I don't know what the hell goes on in there. The Independent Accountability Resolution Process, it sounds, I don't know, you know. We'll go in there and see, what do we wear a Hawaiian shirt? Do we wear suits? I don't know what happens. Is this going to be recorded? Will we be testifying under oath? You know, who knows what the hell goes on in a room with the Independent Accountability Resolution Process? For God's sake, could you be more self-important in your naming of what goes on in this thing? I hope they bring down the hammer on Kansas and it hurts, and I hope Bill Self never coaches again. Messages on NBA jerseys. This I was on Dan's show yesterday at 12:30, and Dan brought this up, and I hadn't even thought of it. But messages on jerseys, like there's no mandate that they all say Black Lives Matter, and you could have some rogue Trump guy who puts MAGA on the back of his jersey, or puts Free Hong Kong on the back of his jersey. what happens then? You know what I mean? It's all fun and games until somebody puts something back there that is at odds with the prevailing wisdom. And this isn't to mock any of the Black Lives Matter. I'm not talking about like the foundation. I'm talking about the ideology that Black Lives Matter, and that we've got to take racism really, really seriously. We have to finally put an end to this crap. But if somebody goes rogue and decides that they're going to speak a different truth, that could be exceptionally problematic. Number one, for that NBA player's career, right? Number two, for his short-term health in the bubble. And number three, for the NBA's financial health if they go completely rogue and they start talking about Hong Kong in a way that the Chinese don't like, because the Chinese are worth billions to the NBA. It's going to be interesting. We'll see. I don't think anybody is that nutty. I think people in the NBA are really pretty evolved in the way they think about this. And I don't see anybody putting something on there that is completely at odds on the other end of that tug-of-war rope with Black Lives Matter. Rick Pitino tweets that he thinks that the college basketball season ought to be pushed back to the beginning of January. Who gives a damn what Rick Pitino thinks? Only Rick Pitino thinks or believes that his opinion matters in any way, shape, or form. And sure, because he's Rick Pitino, it winds up on ESPN.com. But who gives a damn? He's not an epidemiologist. Look, we aren't even 4 months from the initial lockdown. All right, 4 months ago today, they were playing college basketball all around the country. We're 4 months from the beginning of the next season. We have no earthly idea what the world is going to look like in 4 months. So why doesn't Rick Pitino just keep his damn mouth shut and understand that he's a basketball coach at Iona, which is in the MAC? All right, quiet down. Stop making stupid noises and believing that everything that you say makes sense because somehow you're a basketball coach. Ridiculous. The Rocket Mortgage Classic is underway in Detroit. Not a great field in Detroit, but it's pretty good. You got your Ricky Fowler there. You got Bryson DeChambeau. You don't have Rory. You don't have Tiger. You know what? It's fun to watch anyway. It's live sports, so why don't I shut the hell up and just enjoy it? Right? Fever games are going to be streamed for free. Hopefully there's an app that we can download, like the Apple TV units that I've got all over the house. I don't know why. It's like buying Apple stuff. I can't really explain it. I know it's overpriced, and I know it's silly, but I do it anyway because they're easy to operate, and I have total confidence, for whatever reason, in their functionality. So what do? I've got these two Apple TVs. They work like a charm. They're totally portable. It's nice. I apologize for nothing. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? That's the best line in Hoosiers. Isn't it? Norman Dale sitting in that church talking to people about how he taught the boys the game of basketball to the best of his ability. And at the end, I apologize for nothing. Standing before a group of people who are set to vote you out on your ass from your job as a basketball coach and say, I apologize for nothing. I love it. Raymar Watson, happy birthday. Janet Dreyer, happy birthday. Shannon Evans, Katie Ayers, the great Katie Ayers, celebrating a birthday over at Wish TV 8. Nice. Marla Fisher, happy birthday. Patty Watson, happy birthday. Terry Moneymaker, happy birthday to Terry. Simon Sefton, happy birthday. Jeremy Swopes, Debbie Wagner, Jerry Bentley, Don Anthony, and Brent Reese celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. And if it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, sports nothing but sports. Victor Oladipo and Nate McMillan. How about that action? Two guests, huge, big day. Tomorrow, Big Easy, Zach McCrite. Can't wait. Yesterday, Brian Snow talking recruiting. The guest list for Sports Nothing But Sports rivals anything you've ever seen in your life. We'll talk to you a little bit later this morning with Victor Oladipo and Nate McMillan.